You've got legal issues.
We have attorneys that focus on helping solve legal problems. Let's talk. You're listening to AttorneyTalkRadio.com. Here is your show host, Brian French.
Hi, this is Brian French, and welcome to Attorney Talk Radio. Today, our special guest is Michael R. Hope, and Michael has the law firm Hope Law Group, PLLC, and Michael is based in the Tampa, Florida area, and within Tampa, his office is in the Hyde Park Bayshore area, kind of close. If you live in Tampa, it's by Tampa General Hospital. Mike, welcome to the Attorney Talk Radio Show.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Mike, I know you work in a very sensitive area for many people, and it's the area of bankruptcy law and dealing with debt issues. And I know that's really troubling for a lot of folks. How do people know whether they need to file bankruptcy?
Well, the standard answer is if you don't have enough money to cover both your living expenses and your bills for the past 3 months or 4 months out of the last six. And there isn't any likelihood that either the bills will be lessened or the income will be increased in the relatively near future. However, there are some other things to look at as well. If your house is in foreclosure, if your car is being threatened with repossession, if you are facing eviction, if you're being sued, if your wages are being garnished, if any of those things are also going on or going on themselves, those are signs that you may need to look seriously at filing bankruptcy.
And bankruptcy is really a way to deal with mounting debts and responsibilities that are just beyond the average person's ability to pay them back. So bankruptcy law is something that certainly big corporations use to, you know, change their debt picture. And a lot of times, the little guy consumers have a big, emotional issue with that. But it is something that is available to them to help resolve their debt that is just unmanageable.
Yes, it's a standard business practice for corporations and large individual borrowers as well. There is something of a stigma for average consumers, but there really shouldn't be. It's just something that occasionally people have the misfortune, the bad luck of running into, and just need to clear away some bad debts that they're just not going to be able to cover.
Sure. If people file bankruptcy, will they automatically lose everything that they own?
Absolutely not. In Florida, there is a list of exempt property that you're entitled to keep. In nearly every case, your homestead is going to be exempt. For each adult, if a husband and wife are filing together, each one can keep a car. Additionally, there are thousands of dollars in personal possessions, work tools, things like retirement accounts, college education funds for the children. The intent of bankruptcy is to help people get back on their feet, and the Congress, when they passed the laws, certainly didn't intend people to have to go onto welfare after they declared bankruptcy.
Talking to Mike Hope, and Mike is a bankruptcy attorney based in the Tampa, Florida area. And you can visit Mike's website at hopelawgroupplc.com, or you can drop Mike an email at mike@hopelawgroupplc.com. Mike, if people file bankruptcy, will they ever be able to buy a house again or a car or have a credit card in the future?
Absolutely. Under the bankruptcy code, the bankruptcy can appear on your credit report for no longer than 10 years. Frequently, however, they're taken off well before that, and you can certainly contact your lenders or the credit reporting agencies to ask them to have it taken off. In fact, some people have reported that almost immediately after, days or weeks after filing a bankruptcy, they're getting credit card applications. Unfortunately, there is an industry that's popped up of somewhat predatory lenders that will offer cards with extremely high interest rates and high penalty fees because they know that people have limited access to credit otherwise. And once you file bankruptcy and gotten a discharge, they know you're not going to be able to get another discharge for several years. So they have you on the hook. A bankruptcy attorney should counsel people post-filing on ways to safely and securely rehabilitate their credit.
Very good. Very good, Mike. If people go through the process and file for bankruptcy, and I know there's different forms of bankruptcy, will bosses and employers, will they find out about the circumstance or were family members or friends?
Typically not. Bankruptcies are not typically published in the paper. Usually the only way people are going to be able to find out is either if they have an account on the PACER website, the federal lawsuits website, or most often they find out because the person who's filed told them. But it's also a violation of federal law for employers to punish or terminate employees for filing bankruptcy.
If people's house is in foreclosure, and let's say somebody's car is about to be repossessed, can a bankruptcy help with any of those type of problems?
Yes, it can. One of the great features of bankruptcy is what's called an automatic stay. As soon as the bankruptcy is filed, there is a stay issued from the court against all attempts at debt collection. And that ranges from collection calls and letters to wage garnishments to lawsuits to repossessions to foreclosures. Everything stops as long as the case is in bankruptcy. In the case of a Chapter 13, a reorganization bankruptcy, that can be anywhere from 3 to 5 years, which will give a person a significantly good chance of getting whatever default problem they have cleared away.
Now, Mike, if people are based in the, if they're in the Tampa Bay area and they're not sure whether bankruptcy is the way to go, do you offer a consultation and an ability for people to kind of explore bankruptcy alternatives with you?
Yes. The initial counseling session is free. It's important for people to consider all of their options. Bankruptcy should really be thought of as a last option. For many people, it's the only viable option, but there are others that should be looked into and discussed.
And we're talking to Mike Hope, and Mike is a bankruptcy attorney based in the Tampa, Florida area. You can reach Mike directly, area code 855 and Go Hope Law. That's area code 855 and then the letters Go Hope Law, or the telephone number 813-867-8757. Mike, what types of bankruptcy are out there and available for people? And what's the difference? I think there's, a Chapter 7 and a Chapter 11 and a Chapter 13. What are the differences between these different forms of bankruptcy?
The most common ones for individual consumers are Chapter 7, what's known as a straight bankruptcy or a liquidation bankruptcy, and Chapter 13, which is a reorganization bankruptcy. Additionally, there are particular chapters devoted to family farmers and fishermen, people with extensive holdings overseas. Chapter 11 is typically used by corporations or by individuals with very large holdings. The liquidation bankruptcy is the most commonly used by consumers. It is also the one that takes the least amount of time and typically the least amount of cost. Basically, the consumer files, the court looks at their assets, what they have, moves anything out of there that is exempt, and as we discussed, there's a significantly large amount of property that is exempt under Florida law. Whatever is left that can be sold or liquidated is gathered in by the bankruptcy trustee, sold, and the proceeds provided to the creditors. It's not unusual, however, for bankruptcy filers to be what's called a no-asset bankruptcy, where there are no assets that aren't exempt from collection. So the creditors basically don't get anything at all. The other type of bankruptcy typically used by consumers is what's called a reorganization bankruptcy. And instead of looking at what you currently have, the bankruptcy estate in that type of bankruptcy is what income you're going to get in the next 3 to 5 years minus all of the exemptions that we previously discussed, all of the money that you need to cover your living expenses, cover payments for secured assets such as your house payment, your car payment. If you're in default on either of those, getting back into a positive situation with those, paying back the default amount, paying your attorney's fees, paying the trustee's fee. If there is anything left of your disposable income after all of those expenses are covered, then that would be the amount that's collected by the trustee and distributed to the creditors. And frequently that is a relatively small amount.
It seems to be that that really bankruptcy is a recovery plan for people in a way to deal with things that are just debts that are simply out of hand.
That's very much the case. And people frequently think of people who are in bankruptcy as people who just live beyond their means, overspend on themselves or having a good time. Unfortunately, that's usually not the case. More than 60% of people who file bankruptcy are there because of medical expenses. They get hurt or sick. A loved one gets hurt or sick, whether they didn't have insurance or the insurance they have didn't cover the bills. They're left with tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands of dollars in medical bills that they're simply never going to be able to pay. Additionally, people are there because they've lost a job and weren't able to find one for an extended period of time, or what they were able to find paid significantly less than the job they had previously, or their marriage is broken up, and instead of having one household to support, now they have two.
Mike, do people need an attorney to file for bankruptcy, or can they go it alone? Or
certainly, people can go it alone. In any type of court, you can file what's called a pro se petition by yourself. Bankruptcy is a highly specialized, very technical area. There is a lot of paperwork and a lot of traps that people can fall into. You really need the assistance of someone with the training and knowledge that an experienced bankruptcy attorney has to help you through it. It's not something that anyone should attempt to do by themselves unless they have a lot of very good advice.
I take it there's a lot of disclosure issues of, you know, disclosing, you know, and filing a lot of paperwork that makes this well beyond the wherewithal of most people. And also, given the amount of stress that people are on during this whole endeavor, to go it alone just seems kind of ridiculous when it is something that people can put behind them if they attend to it the proper way.
Absolutely. There is a lot of assistance that a bankruptcy attorney can offer people, both pre-filing and after they file the bankruptcy. There's a lot you need to know and a lot you need to watch out for, both in the bankruptcy process and following bankruptcy to get your economic house back in order.
Very good. Very good. Mike, what are some of the things that a consumer should look for in a bankruptcy attorney?
Well, they should look for someone who's got experience in practicing law, obviously, has specialized training in the area of bankruptcy, keeps up with the most recent decisions, changes in the law, changes in the rules. Look for someone who's active in local bankruptcy-related associations. Here in the Tampa Bay area, the Tampa Bay Bankruptcy Bar Association is a large one. Additionally, the National Association of Consumer Bankruptcy Attorneys and the American Bankruptcy Institute are large nationwide organizations that are specifically devoted to consumer bankruptcy issues.
Mike, how can people afford a bankruptcy attorney to pay a fee if they're going through this process? Obviously, some of the debt's going to go away, so like I assume that there's going to be, you know, some resources to pay an attorney their fee.
Sure. the amount that you're currently paying for non-secured debts, for credit cards, for medical bills, for things like that, that are going to be discharged anyway, that money is probably better devoted to both saving up for your post-filing life, and because, frankly, your access to credit is going to be at least temporarily cut back, and you're going to be having to use cash a lot more, as well as paying your attorney. Additionally, it's not uncommon during a Chapter 13 reorganization plan for the attorney's fee to be one of the fees that's paid over the course of the plan. So it can be quite reasonable.
So basically paying a bankruptcy attorney is kind of like going to a doctor to get healthy again. And how long does the bankruptcy process take? I'm sure it's a little bit different given the different forms of bankruptcy, but in general, what would you tell people?
Generally speaking, Chapter 7 bankruptcy, bankruptcy liquidation, takes anywhere from 4 to 6 months to complete. A reorganization plan, those range from 3 years to up to 5 years for the plan itself to run. They can be terminated early under certain circumstances, but if you're way behind on your mortgage or on your car payments and you need the time to get caught up on those bills, a reorganization plan can be a good way to do that.
And the minute that there's a stay involved, people basically stop paying the debt, is that right?
Any debt collection actions to that point are stayed or stopped. They're suspended. During a reorganization plan, as far as secured debt, as far as your house payments and your car payments, you have to continue to make those. Additionally, the plan has to incorporate a sufficient amount to cover the default amount, the deficit that you owe over the course of the plan. But you do have to make those payments if you want to keep the property. The reason that's called secured debt is because those bills are secured or protected by the property itself. The car loan is secured by the car, and if you don't make the payments, they will be able to repossess the car. Same thing with the mortgage. It's secured by the house itself. And if during the course of the plan you stop making your house payments, they can again go forward with a foreclosure on the new failure to pay.
Right. Now, Mike, I know there's other options, and in TV there's different commercials for debt settlement and loan modification, and there's different companies that are in this kind of business. What should people know about before they deal with these debt settlement and loan modification companies?
Well, one thing people should look out for is that a number of them are actually owned by or front organizations for the credit card companies themselves. You may be dealing with the credit card company that you owe money to, and they're not in the business of giving you breaks on your credit card debt. They will occasionally be willing to stretch out your payments in exchange for a higher interest rate or penalties, et cetera, but you won't save anything on that. There are others that have unfortunately been notorious for requiring you to pay all of their fees up front before they pay anything toward getting your debt settled down. So you're even farther in default. Additionally, you're hit with late fees, penalties, higher interest rates, and everything else associated with the months of non-payment while you're paying their fees. It's kind of the Wild West out there as far as regulation of some of these companies. And there have been reports that fewer than 10% of the promised results that some of them made people actually got. So it's kind of risky to go into. Additionally, you need to be aware that if you do get any kind of modification or reduction in the amount you owe, all of that's taxable. It's considered income by the IRS. The difference between what you'd originally owed and what you later owe is considered income and will be taxed on it. When you get your debt discharged in bankruptcy, there's no tax penalty.
Well, it certainly seems to me that the best place to start if people are wrestling with the issue of dealing with bankruptcy is to talk to a professional like yourself, where they can lay you know, all the debt issues on the table, and then get an opinion from a person like yourself who has plenty of experience and resources to understand their situation. We're talking to Mike Hope, and Mike is a bankruptcy attorney based in the Tampa, Florida area. He is in the Hyde Park area in Bayshore, right next to Tampa General Hospital. And you can reach Mike directly at area code 813-867-8757, or you can visit his website, hopelawgroupplc.com. Mike, thank you for being on the Attorney Talk Radio Show. It's really important, the kind of opportunity that you give people and the hope that you give people to move on with their lives. People certainly make mistakes and bad things happen to good people. But certainly when it comes to dealing with debt and bankruptcy, there is life after it. And it's important for people to address these issues so they can get all that stress off of their shoulders and start again. So again, thank you for being on our radio show.
Thank you, Brian. It's been great to be here.
You've been listening to AttorneyTalkRadio.com with your show host, Brian French. Remember to download and share this episode on social media with your tribe. AttorneyTalkRadio.com.